Round about 2 o'clock, I looked over at my clock and it wasn't on. You know, the light that shines through, it doesn't on. I thought, that's funny. The electric must have gone. But it wasn't gone. He'd cut it. He'd switched it off. He broke into the house, and through the street lights, I could see him stood in my bedroom.
Oh, my God.
And,
Where was he stood? At the foot of the bed?
No, at the doorway. I could also...
How did you know it was him?
By the height of him, he was over 6 foot. And I could also smell petrol. So it wasn't just me he was trying to kill, it was all of us. One of the boys came out into the landing and asked, Dad, what are you doing here? And he turned around and told him to shut his mouth, but not as polite as that.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around and said, we're all going to go together.
And at this point, you were still lying in the bed?
Yeah, with the duvet over me.
Presumably, you must have been absolutely frozen to the spot with terror.
I wetted myself.
Well, I'm not surprised. It sounds like something from a horror movie, to be absolutely frank, but this was your reality.
If you've been in a bad relationship, you'll know exactly how I felt. Anyway, what happened then was my eldest son came out and confronted his dad, and he pushed his son down the stairs. My son had a broken rib. My daughter, he didn't touch. And my other son, he was just scared stiff. He just stood there and froze. And he walked in and he said out loud, he said, I'm never going to let you go. You're going to go first, but I want to see you suffer first. And he grabbed the knife and he put it straight through the duvet. It went straight into my stomach. But the strangest thing was, Jonathan, I never felt a thing. But I knew in my heart I couldn't pull that knife out. I was holding on to it and I cut my hands and everything. All of a sudden I felt warm blood going down in my stomach.
Was he trying to pull the knife out?
Yeah, he was trying to pull it out. The kids were then jumping on his back, the youngest son pulling them off, and he got barged into the wall and my other son got knocked out for a while. All of a sudden, I blacked out. The next thing I know is that my husband and my daughter weren't in the house.
And you were still alive?
Just.
Did you think at that time?
I was more interested in the boys. One was on the floor in my bedroom. The other one was at the bottom of the stairs.
So what did you do?
I kept the knife in me and I dragged the duvet across the floor. By this time, there was blood everywhere. I couldn't see a thing, only from the street light. And I got to the landing and I managed to make a phone call. By this time, the house joined to us had also called the police.
Mm.
The police came, the ambulance came, and that is the last I can remember. I was in intensive care for 7 days. I lost a kidney, I lost her ovary, I had to have a hysterectomy.
Oh, my word. I've heard some stories in my time, but I've never heard anything like this. I know that he was caught.
Yeah, he was caught.
How soon after was he caught?
He was caught. There's more to go into it. My daughter pleaded with me not to take action against him.
What?
Yeah.
This man had stabbed you. He was going to presumably...
She didn't want to go to prison. His family didn't want me to plead against him in court. And they did. And I faced him in court. He got sentenced to 10 years. But believe it or not, he came out after 5. He's not allowed within a 50-mile radius of me unless he'll finish the rest of his sentence.
And how do you feel now on a day-to-day basis knowing that he is...
Everywhere I go, I look over my back. I'm scared stiff. Anybody says to me, where's your husband? I say he's dead.